by most everyone.
Yesterday, Ann, I talked with Dave Price. He's the political reporter for WHO Television in Des Moines. And I asked him about the law, or the law that we hope to see passed, that would give parents more say in what sort of books are in school libraries. Governor Reynolds initially came out swinging, as did Senator Chapman. And Dave Price was telling me that that the Republicans seem to have lost a little bit of their mojo on this particular point, that they don't seem to be as interested as they were in doing something about obscene books in school. And, of course, you've spoken to me and said that you're in possession of material
yes,
that could be...
I've got a good packet for you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and I appreciate that. It's a shocking twist. And since the Democrats are the walking dead on these issues, you know, they're going to stand up for the education establishment no matter how bad they screw up. Since they're the walking dead, we have to turn to the Republican Party to restore some sense of normalcy and decency to our schools, since the education establishment in some places in our state don't seem willing to do that.
So this week, I don't sit on education, but I
know,
do know what happened this week. What happened this week was the education committee, the full committee, passed the governor's plan on the education transparency. So I don't know that it's every piece of this plan. You know, the governor, when she puts out bills, they're big. I mean, she doesn't put out two-liners. But here are a few of the things that are in that bill. It says that every public school should publish a course syllabus. There should be a list of every book available in the school library. And the procedure for reviewing and approving materials in the classroom and libraries, as well as, you know, the process if you find a book. And none of us want to remove books that just have differing views than we do.
Of course not.
We're concerned about pornographic materials. And like I said, I have a packet of material that came right from library books, school library books, that is straight up pornographic material. If you have a different view than I do on a different topic or different political view, I don't care. I think all views should be available. Without a doubt, I think we should be, all kids should have full access to all different types of views.
Yeah, the marketplace of ideas. I'm all for it, 100%. If you're not for the marketplace of ideas, I wonder if you're, well, a Democrat.
Yeah.
A Democrat, probably.
Well, there is some of that social media censoring, but... So the pushback that I've gotten from a couple of people who've emailed me is that, kids have access to their cell phones and they can pull up much worse stuff on their cell phones. Well, you know what? That's the parents. The parents gave those kids their cell phones.
That's
if they're
right.
not monitoring them, that's fine. But if I have a child in school who doesn't have a cell phone, or I put those parameters on my child. I have to say, I'm lucky that even when Jake graduated back in 14, this stuff I didn't have to deal with. This was not so easily available. This gets so much more easily available now. But that would have been on me, because I've given him access to it on the cell phone, or he's on my internet. But when it's in the school library, that's different. That's basically the government giving access to that type of material, and I don't think it's okay.
More importantly, it's a sanction from the adults. It is a sanction for very young people to check out pornography, giggle about it, experiment with it. That sort of thing should be left to the parents. We're not asking public school teachers to be moral instructors. We don't care what the moral compass of a school teacher or an educational bureaucrat has to say about our children's welfare or morality. We would like them to be taught the subjects that will help them survive in life. And certainly, I don't see the educational value in obscene material in a library.
I don't either. The bottom line, I don't either.
So you, so